Getting to Know the Savior by Sarah Hansen. As you learn about Jesus Christ, you invite His peace and presence into your life. Imagine reading everything about the Savior in the Scriptures, the Holy Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price. Talk about a lot of time and work. But in January 2017, President Russell M. Nelson gave a challenge to do just that, to study everything that Jesus said and did in the standard works. President Nelson said that completing the project made him a different man. He not only learned more about Jesus Christ, but also felt a renewed devotion to Him. You too can draw closer to Christ as you learn of Him. Studying His life and purpose invites His peace into your life and helps you come to know Him and Heavenly Father. Check out how these youth answered two questions. 1. What is your favorite scripture story about the Savior and why? 2. And how have your gospel studies brought you peace?
I like the story of the 10 lepers because Christ showed so much love toward the leper who thanked Him. He said, "Thy faith had made thee whole." I love the genuine kindness that He shows everyone. Because of some recent tragedies at my school, everyone there is in need of a lot of peace and comfort. I've found strength and peace through my studies in seminary. The seminary teachers make the scriptures and the gospel very personalized for everyone. It's really cool to see the contrast in the seminary classroom compared to a normal classroom. There's just a different feeling there that brings peace. Gabriel S., age 16, Colorado, USA.
The story of Alma about faith in the Word of God has taught me that when we sow love, we receive love. As Alma explains to the Zoramites, faith is like a seed. It is believing that something is true without actually being there to see it. Faith grows when a person has a desire to believe and hear the Word of God. All of this has helped me to be calm, strengthen my heart, and obtain a testimony that Heavenly Father sees me with eyes of love and mercy. As I study the Scriptures every day, I understand better the love that our Savior has for each one of us. This knowledge helps me explain to my friends at school that they are not alone when they have problems because there is a God who loves us. Maria D., 17, Guadalajara, Spain.
I like in 3 Nephi, chapter 17, when the Savior visits the Americas and invites the children to come to Him. He sits with them and spends time with them one by one. That's an amazing story to me that shows who Jesus Christ is and how much love He has for each of us. I believe He'll sit with each of us too when we need His help. This year, I challenged myself to read a page of Scriptures every day. As I've done that, I've grown to look forward to it every day. I've learned so much from the words and the stories in the Scriptures as I've tried to spend time to understand them, and I've drawn closer to my Heavenly Father and Savior as I've learned about them too. That's brought a lot of peace into my life. Anna C., 17, Montana, USA.
I love when Christ comes to the Americas, asks if there are any sick and afflicted among them, and then heals them. Then He blesses the little children. See 3 Nephi chapter 17. I think it's a really cool and powerful story. I like little kids, and I like when people give them extra love, because children are so pure. The story shows me the depth of the Savior's love for us. Since He loved the people back then enough to do everything He did, He can love us today too. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3 says, "The Savior is a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief." When I think about Christ's atonement, what He went through for us, and how I can be forgiven when I repent of my sins, I feel really peaceful. Many people in the Book of Mormon, the sons of Mosiah, Ammon, and Alma the Younger, had rocky pasts, but they were able to be forgiven. They turned to Christ, repented, and became awesome examples that we can learn from today. It's comforting to me to know I can be forgiven too. Alina T., 18, Oregon, USA.
My favorite scripture story about Jesus is when He turned water into wine during a wedding at the prompting of His mother. This is my favorite because the story shows Jesus' respect for women and His mother in particular. This story encourages children to obey their parents, not out of fear, but out of immense love. Jesus Christ's example is what everyone should strive for. His love for his mother never ceased, and neither should our love for our parents. It is also my favorite passage because his miracle is an act of service, and we too can create miracles by helping others. This story and other stories in the scriptures have brought me peace. It is very comforting knowing that if I am always trying to learn of Christ and follow his teachings, I can return to our loving Heavenly Father one day. Anne R., 17, Victoria, Australia.
I love the story of Christ and the rich young man. See Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 22. It gives me a lot of insight and perspective about prioritizing God above everything. Being asked to sell every single worldly possession would be a very difficult request for just about everyone. But I think that being willing to place God over possessions is one of the things that each of us has to learn in life. Jesus Christ's boundless love for us is truly spectacular. It is definitely better than any amount of money or belongings we gain in this life. Reading the scriptures brings me peace and comfort, as well as greater wisdom and understanding. Although I may not always feel the power of scripture study immediately, I know that reading the scriptures positively influences my life and helps me to feel the Spirit and recognize His promptings. Yuzhen C., 19, Taichung, Taiwan.
As Christ is on his way to see a young girl who is dying, a woman with a blood issue simply touches his clothing and is healed. Christ turns and talks with her after realizing that she has touched him. See Luke 8:43-48. Despite going to help someone else, Christ made time for her as well. Christ makes time for all of us too. I have a really busy life, running to school or ballet classes or other errands. During all of that, I don't get alone time or feel peace. When I read my scriptures or say a prayer, I do feel peace. It's nice to feel that way and have a break from the craziness. In those moments of peace, I grow closer to the Savior and grow in the gospel. Zoe B., 17, Utah, USA.
Sidebar. Our focus must be riveted on the Savior and his gospel. It is mentally rigorous to strive to look unto him in every thought. But when we do, our doubts and fears flee. President Russell M. Nelson, Drawing the Power of Christ into Our Lives. April 2017 General Conference. End of the article, Getting to Know the Savior. Read by Eden Reinwand, Ethan Nelson, Salem Tullis, Kara McClellan, Rena Nelson, Ben Cummins, and Wesley Nelson.